get into a story that I promised you we'd have more on in this final hour of the show. The province, Manitoba government, Palliser government, launching what's believed to be the world's first social impact bond aimed at helping people to quit smoking. Health Minister Cameron Friesen says Shoppers Drug Mart will invest $2 million over 5 years to provide counseling and products for free to smokers who want to kick the habit. Friesen says the province will give Shoppers up to $2.1 million if the program meets specific goals, including getting up to 4,500 smokers to enroll over a three-year period with a minimum of 12% quitting. Friesen says research shows people have a better chance of quitting if they also get counseling. And joining us now on the phone, Bhawandeep Sidhu is the president of the Pharmacists of Manitoba. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Hal, and thank you from Pharmacists Manitoba for inviting us.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it. So, I know there's been some concern by some pharmacists out there that this is happening with the Shoppers Drug Mart and not all pharmacists. Where do you come down on that?
So this is not specific to Shoppers Drug Mart pharmacists. Yeah, so this will be to pharmacists across the province who are authorized by our College of Pharmacists of Manitoba to assess and prescribe for smoking cessation. So definitely not just Shoppers Drug Mart pharmacists.
Is that a new development? Because it did seem when this came out yesterday that it was only Shoppers Drug Mart.
So I can't comment to how it was communicated, but it's definitely not only Shoppers Drug Mart. And definitely, this is something that Pharmacists Manitoba has been in discussions with the provincial government for several years, actually about areas within the healthcare system that we feel pharmacists could have a positive impact.
Okay, excellent. So people that are hearing this story then can just go to any pharmacist and sign up for this?
Yes, but not yet. The program is not launching right away. It's going to be later in the spring, and we are actually going to start in the northern regions. So we've decided to start in areas where there is a higher, there is basically a higher incidence of people that are smoking. So it's going to launch initially in the northern health region, in the Interlake Eastern, and in Prairie Mountain health regions, where right now the smoking rates are highest amongst the province. And then eventually it will roll out into Winnipeg, hopefully in the second year. And there will be communication about which pharmacies that individuals can visit for this program.
Okay, and so explain the counseling and the products. What does the counseling involve, and what sort of products are we talking about?
Well, right now, we know that there's products out there, such as the nicotine patch, the gum, and some prescription products can help people quit smoking. There is also a lot of evidence out there that shows that counseling and behavioral supports will help to increase successful long-term quitting smoking. So it will include some product. It will also include individual assessments, counseling, and follow-up by a trained pharmacist. There'll be a personalized plan that will be developed to help the person quit smoking, which may include, once again, some of the smoking cessation products.
And, you know, we've known for a long time that smoking is tough on the healthcare system. It's tough on the health of Winnipeggers, Manitobans, and Canadians. So obviously the Palliser government is throwing some money at this. That, I think, is significant, isn't it?
Well, we're excited, and we're very excited to continuing our positive relationship with the minister and his department. Pharmacists are... This is what they're focused on, is helping patients improve. So this is a great opportunity for pharmacists to get involved and help Manitobans within the healthcare system.
Anything else we should know before I let you go?
No, I think that's everything.
Okay, good. Thank you very much for your help today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Al. Take care.